Welcome to the NLX Dynasty Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. 10 minutes or less Dynasty waivers. Here we go for week, heading into week 17. Not a ton here, it's basically kind of picking up the scraps. Like, there's no injury away running backs really to add or anything like that. Jonathan Williams is maybe a name I'd keep an eye on. Looks like Antonio Gibson's dealing with some sort of sprain, according to Ron Rivera. They haven't said anything. Sounds a little ominous from what the reports are, so not sure even body part that it's dealing with. So we'll have to watch that here. But he could be – but, again, it's Brian Robinson would play ahead of him. So there's not really an injury away running back type move this week. So at quarterback, I mean, it's Teddy Bridgewater. I think even if you have him in if he's available – he's probably not available in Superflex, but if he's available in start one – I'd stash him. And the reason why I'd stash him is this. We don't know the length of this Tagovailoa injury. We do know he's been in the concussion protocol at least once. Some people think it should have been twice. And now there's this hit, which forced him out of the game. You know, that actually didn't force him out of the game, but forced him into the concussion protocol come Monday. So Bridgewater, like, this could be an extended period where Bridgewater actually gets an audition. And like, you're heading towards the playoffs. Like, this could be, you know, they win a game or something like that. This could be one of those things that a team, you know, that's in need of a quarterback, you know, sells themselves on and says, hey, we can sort of get the best out of Teddy Bridgewater, kind of do that whole cycle again. So I would definitely add him. And, you know, if he's an asset in the offseason, I don't think he's ever going to be a real difference maker fantasy-wise, but I do think there's potentially he could be an asset that's worth more than he is right now. Other quarterbacks I think about stashing: P.J. Walker, Brissett, Cooper Rush, Jordan Love, Sam Howell are some names I would think about on the – you know, kind of that are on that backup scale that, you know, might be available in a variety of different depths, depending on depth and format. You sort of pick and choose between those guys how you sort of feel about them in your given depth. So, again, this is the time of the season when you can begin cutting kickers. Defenses, obviously, if you haven't already, do that. You can – cut some of the lower end injury away running backs as well. So those would be the guys I would think about stashing from deep. You know, if check Jameis, like in start one, I would check Jameis. Heck, if Zach Wilson gets added, like go ahead, reclaim him. Gardner Minshew is probably already rostered. Maybe monitor Trubisky from deeper down the, you know, from maybe some deeper one quarterback or something like that. Like, he's a name that might be available. But yeah, so those are the big names I would think about. Some running backs that I think could be available in some varying spots: Zamir White, Sony Michel, Chase Edmonds, Malik Davis from Dallas, Dearness Johnson, Jerome Ford, Kenny Wongwu, Ty Chandler, Pierre Strong, Kevin Harris, Hassan Haskins, Matt Breida. David Johnson's available as maybe an injury away guy, but you're probably not going to use him. So I'm dubious about how much he's actually worth to you. Kante Ingram is just a pure backup in Arizona. I think they address the position probably, but it's worth, you know, if it's worth a, you know, potential, just throw him on the back here. You know, if I have him, I'm probably holding him through, would sort of be my take there. Probably the same with Travis Homer. A couple of receivers here that might be able to help you this week. Laquon Treadwell really stepped into the Tyler Lockett role. A lot of people thought it would be Marquise Goodwin, me included. It was actually Laquon Treadwell. He stepped in, played the wide receiver two role. Not any real fantasy production to note, but it is the volume and the participation that could potentially be intriguing to you. Greg Dortch is the other one. He's been pretty good this year. So caught 10 passes, 98 yards, second most routes run among Arizona wide receivers. He played ahead of Marquise Brown. And he's been pretty good when Rondell Moore's been out of the lineup. So he's a name that I would potentially look to see if he's out there either as a streamer or, you know, heck, he could go worse than stashing him. Other names I think about stashing, depending on their availability and depth: Khalil Shakir, Jalen Tolbert, Will Fuller, Justin Ross, Tyquan Thornton, and Rashid Shaheed would be some names I would think about. And I just wanted to take one quick look here and see if I missed anyone. I don't think that I did in terms of like guys that I think are available that I'd probably be interested in rostering. Yeah, I don't see anyone. So those would be the guys that I'd be thinking about. Danny Gray, but he hasn't really done anything either. So, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. Okay, next up here we got tight end. Shane Gilstra had this big game in Detroit, but, like, I think it's pretty wild. He ran 22 routes, which was less than half of the 46 team dropbacks that Detroit had. So pretty grim there in terms of his usage. You know, I don't think he's going to really put himself on the – on the spectrum of fantasy viability going forward. This is more of a good story. This will be the high water mark of his career, would sort of be my thought. Some guys that I'm thinking about stashing here, Charlie Kohler, Jake Ferguson, James Mitchell, Donald Parham, Hunter Long with Miami, Jeremy Ruckert with the Jets, Armani Rogers there with Washington. Those would kind of be some names that I would think about stashing. You know, Isaiah Likely's probably already stashed, so you can, you don't have to worry about him. But, yeah, those would kind of be Noah Gray. If he's out there, I might be interested in Noah Gray as well. But I think he's more rostered than kind of the guys that I mentioned. But those would kind of be – that would be the area which I would be thinking about. So, all right, well, that'll do it here for this edition. Again, we're kind of at the end of the waiver aspect. This will be the last waiver show. So we've made it through the season of the waiver aspect of it anyways. We got one more in-season trade show, one more waiver wire primer, and or one more lineup primer, and then we are done for in-season content. So that'll do it here for this edition. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.